No one has ever shown that human emissions of carbon dioxide drive global warming. No one has shown it. Now, I've asked scientists, just give me half a dozen scientific papers that prove that human emissions drive global warming. I've asked a former chief scientist, and I serve on a board with him, just give me half a dozen scientific papers that prove that human emissions drive global warming. It hasn't been done. No one's been able to do it. And the science behind this is very, very weak indeed. When I look at my science, which deals with the past, and the past is the key to the present, there have been periods of very high carbon dioxide, periods of 20% carbon dioxide in the atmosphere compared with 0.04%. We didn't have runaway global warming. We actually had ice ages. So it's clear that carbon dioxide in the atmosphere has nothing to do with global warming. Yes, we humans are putting carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, and I think that's a great thing because it's plant food. And if we look over geological time, we see that the atmosphere is getting fairly low in carbon dioxide. If we halve the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, we would end up having no life on Earth, no plant life on Earth, and hence no animal life. So in my scientific world, which deals with the past, we should be putting huge amounts of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, putting it back where it came from, because we did have three atmospheres. The first was rich in methane and ammonia. The second was very rich in carbon dioxide, all of which has been naturally sequestered. And the third is rich in oxygen. And over the last 500 million years, we have been reducing the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. If we start to increase it, all I can say is, that's great for the plants.